A BetterHelp ad. Lewis Capaldi partnered with BetterHelp to get word out about how important therapy can be.
Or I struggle most weeks to like get myself up and ready and go to therapy or, you know, whatever. Like even like to open the laptop to talk to my therapist sometimes can be really difficult. But I do it because I realise how important it is for me to continue to feel good. Because like, I felt the best I've felt in a long time through therapy.
Learn more about online therapy at betterhelp.com.
Do you enjoy this podcast but wish you had more weekly short doses of insights and nuggets? Well, if you didn't know, I recently launched an email newsletter where you can join and connect with a community of like-minded young women around the world, also on the journey of personal growth. This weekly email includes everything from mindful insights and finds, tips on living well, relationships, my personal experiences, and a lot more. Subscribe to get your weekly email newsletter. The link is directly in this podcast episode show notes, or you can head directly to my website at emilyelizabeth.blog and you can sign up from there.
Emily Elizabeth, and I'm the host of the What Fulfills You podcast, a show for and about individuals always seeking to be their best selves. On this show, we talk all about building the mindset, finding the right careers, creating meaningful relationships, and so much more. Welcome to the What Fulfills You podcast.
Hello, hello, friends. Welcome back to another episode of What Fulfills You. My name is Emily Elizabeth. I'm your host. And as always, welcome if this is your first time listening to the podcast. For today's episode, I wanted to dive into a topic that I'm very inspired about today and a topic that I remember first hearing when I think I was probably 21 years old. Driving, and I remember this so vividly. This is why the topic is so pertinent to me. But I was driving back from San Diego to Orange County, where I lived. And so for those of you who are not familiar with Southern California, that's about an hour or a little bit more than an hour drive. And on this drive to keep myself awake, because I was driving back kind of late, probably like at least 10 p.m. or so, I was listening to a very intriguing podcast, and in this podcast, it was an interview between Tim Ferriss and I forget her name, but she is of Japanese descent, and she, I believe, is also somewhat from the Bay Area, if I'm not mistaken, and is in the startup or tech world. And all that to say, I remember when she was very explicit about what her father taught her in regards to the importance of being exceptional at what you do and everything you do. And so if it's at work and your main role is to get coffee and copy and file papers for your boss, doesn't matter. You're going to do it at an exceptional level and put in exceptional effort. And I remember this stood out to me so much because I was probably at an age and maturity level where I think that if there's a task that I think is less important, I might not put the same effort in compared to something that I do think is extremely important. But it's interesting because, as a lot of you guys probably know, how we do anything is how we do everything. And so that was a big pivotal moment for me in my early 20s, to the degree that I remember the details of listening to this specific episode and where I was when I first heard it. So on my subway ride today back from morning tennis, it happened at three different stops where I was just smiling with a big smile and laughing and thinking to myself, wow, this is what we call exceptional. In New York, I take the subway. And for those of you who live in more rural places, if you're not familiar with subway or train or metro, and I say this because I used to live, and I'm from a small town, so I might not be able to visualize this as clearly if I was, you know, just imagining my younger self sitting in my room and Pennsylvania, and I've never experienced this before. So on the subway, there is a announcer on the metro, on the subway, whatever you want to call it. There is a person that announces what stop it is at each stop. And yeah, you know, some of you guys might be like, oh, isn't this one obvious? But you know, sometimes when like most people, you often doze off or you're reading or you're not paying attention, and it's easy to forget. And so those announcements are often quite helpful. And this announcer, though, instead of the usual, you know, pick up the microphone, is like, oh, okay, we've arrived to 14th Street, transfer to the blah, 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 blah. That's usually the standard. And if you live in New York, you know what I mean. So this morning, when I was taking the subway home, at the first stop, he was so jolly. I remember hearing him, you know, just make comments about, you know, you can transfer to this train. And but the first thing he started off was, rise and shine, folks. We've arrived to 14th Street. If you need to transfer to the one train, you're going to hop on over there. And I was giggling, you guys. I was like, damn, you know, this guy is good and he's funny. And so, you know, he goes to the next stop and we get to Fulton Street in New York. And he goes, welcome to Fulton Street. We've arrived where you can find the World Trade Center. There's Chick-fil-A, Chipotle around the corner. And I'm just amazed once again, because I'm just like smiling. And this other girl looks at me and she's like, all right, yeah, that was sweet. Like, that was sweet. Because everyone's kind of nodding to each other at this point. And in my 3 years of living in New York, I have never experienced such a phenomenal subway ride experience. And this prompted me to talk about this for today's episode, because it inspired me to be even more exceptional, or put in more exceptional effort at what I'm doing today. And then I thought about how contagious that energy is. And I'll be honest with you guys, I remember at a different time, probably I want to say either late 2022 or early 2023, where I was really coming out of a hard emotional period.
A BetterHelp ad. Lewis Capaldi partnered with BetterHelp to get word out about how important therapy can be.
Or I struggle most weeks to like get up, get myself up and ready and go to therapy, or you know, whatever. Like even like open the laptop to talk to my therapist sometimes can be really difficult. But I do it because I realise how important it is for me to continue to feel good. Like, 'cause I felt the best I've felt in a long time through therapy.
Learn more about online therapy at betterhelp.com.
And I was diving into mindfulness and Thich Nhat Hanh and doing a lot of things for myself, and was really working on energy and the place that I'm coming from. And I remember probably during holiday season or during the winter at the very least, I would be smiling at random people on the subway. And I did that for me, okay? And I remember over time, I saw a similar reaction back at me. These random strangers on the subway would smile back at me. And I'm talking like old women, or women, not old, but just like elders, or women that originally had kind of, you know, what we call an RBF, but they saw me smiling at them in a very friendly, open way, and they returned the smile. And that's also what today had me thinking about as well. And so all that to say, you guys, I'm sharing this with you to prompt you to think about, number one, are you showing up in the most exceptional way possible in your life today? And also moving forward, what does that look like? What does being exceptional look like? What does being an exceptional friend look like? What does it mean to be exceptional at your job? And even if you fucking hate it, okay, excuse my language, even if you hate what you do, which, side tangent, if you hate something that badly, then you should, you know, it's your fault for staying there, okay, you know, there are solutions. That being said, even if you don't love whatever situation you're in, if you're not changing it, okay, if you're not changing the situation you're in, then it is on you to decide how you are going to show up, because it is always going to be a reflection of you, your effort, or the way you treat people, or the way you actually, you know, if you say you're someone that wants to grow and make changes in your life, whether you do or don't, it only just reflects you. The second question I have for you is, if you do feel like you are showing up in a pretty exceptional way, okay, my question is there anything that you can do to add to make it a little bit better, even if it was just 1% better? And that also, another thing that comes to mind when I think of that is, of course, you don't want to push yourself to a place where perfection gets in the way, because I know of people that do have that obstacle, and, you know, we don't want to get there either. But I think it's a great question to think about, and also great to think about too, if you have ever observed anyone being really exceptional at what they're doing or who they're being, right? If they're an exceptional actress or an exceptional barista because they're announcing things in a really fun way and they're saying people's names in a fun way and they're just bringing that energy. Do you remember how you felt when you saw that? It kind of made you smile, right? Or it kind of shifted your energy a little bit, whether you knew that in the moment or not. And so all that to say, that experience today on the subway very much inspired me. I highly doubt this would ever get to the subway announcer, but, you know, if the internet works well, if somehow, some way, this MTA New York subway employee ever heard this, I would love to just give him a shout out. This was on the 2 train around like 9:30 a.m. or something today. And we're talking early October here. So yeah, you know, it was awesome. It was so great to feel that and to just have a big smile on my face. And honestly, you guys, it's something that I've been just reminding myself as well. I am not a perfect person, as we all know. No one is perfect, but I've been thinking about areas of my life that have looked a little different compared to that other period of my life that I referenced earlier, where I remember being more open and smiley towards random people, especially like women and strangers that I see on the subway. I'm not being that way at the moment. And there's a part of me that wants to get back to that place. And in my head, I frame it as, hey, you know what, Emily, you slacked on the practicing a little bit. You just got to jump right back into it. That's all. So I will leave you guys with that for today's episode. I hope this prompted you to very much consider how you can show up in a more exceptional way in your life, in your everyday life, in all areas of life. And remember, when you show up exceptionally, people remember. People will remember your face and your name and how you made them feel. So don't hesitate to do it. Thank you for tuning in to today's short and sweet episode. I hope this was thought-provoking, provided some helpful insights on your day-to-day. And as always, I love engaging with you. I love chatting with you in the DMs. So if you want to share some feedback or share how this episode helped you in any way, it would mean the world to me. So you can leave a review on Apple or Spotify. And best of all, just chat with me on Instagram. You can message me at Emily E. Duong or at What Fulfills You. You can find the links to all of these socials in the show notes. Thanks again for tuning in. I will chat with you all in the next one.
A BetterHelp ad. Lewis Capaldi partnered with BetterHelp to get word out about how important therapy can be.
or I struggle most weeks to like get up, get myself up and ready and go to therapy or, you know, whatever. Like even like to open the laptop to talk to my therapist sometimes can be really difficult. But I do it because I realise how important it is for me to continue to feel good. Because like, I felt the best I've felt in a long time through therapy.
Learn more about online therapy at betterhelp.com.